This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Horses of the Invisible.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Gotta be a better name for that. It's a really, really awkward name. So, they're of the invisible.
Lest you think that this is just the Monster Manual writer not necessarily being too creative when they pull an existing monster. No, the story this is from is The Horse of the Invisible.
Yep. There was once an invisible horse, and he wrote a limerick.
In Morse. It's super easy to do limericks and dots.
Just letters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a horse would communicate by Morse code.
Morse code.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how many clops. Like, yeah, SOS.
This episode
all they do is... Say what?
This episode can't end after 20 seconds. Continue.
No. We haven't talked about the horses yet.
Yeah, but I know.
What if horses are always clomping out SOS?
Yeah.
Like all the time. We just don't know.
Just all of a sudden, Gary, by saying that, you've created a number 23 style obsessive going and analyzing horse footage.
Checking clomp.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of these, the powers of these things is the dark clops. this is a really dorky fucking monster, dude.
Yeah. So this is a horse that is semi-material. It can choose whether or not it wants to be physical or not. It can choose which size it wants to manifest into.
And it blows kisses.
It's a horsey that blows kisses.
It makes blowing kisses sound like... Here, the ghostly sound effects cost an idea here. A horse may also create a kissing sound, much like the sound of somebody being thrown a kiss. This effect is mostly used to lure a potential victim away from safety and into the horse's clutches.
Yeah. So as I'm clinging to my firearm, walking through darkened, wet tunnels beneath a city that should not be, I hear, oh, Ben, I better go over there. There's smooches there.
You might be a lady. You're in a horse's clutches.
Yep. Boom. No. You're stomped to death.
You got clopped.
Please don't say clopped.
What's wrong with clop?
That's a brony term for masturbating.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for any boners this may have caused. Or any the boners of the may cause. I don't care for that. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
So it's fine. It's fine.
And a horse masturbating with hooves is really rough.
Yeah.
Like their hooves, they're not just feet. Like I understand that people masturbate with feet, but it's like a big nail. It's a big toenail.
Absolutely. A big toenail at the end of their gigantic finger. Did you know horses' legs are fingers?
Yeah. I don't care for them. I'm now on this guy's side. I was like, this is the dorkiest thing, but actually no, it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
See this four-fingered hand creature, like writable hand to like come up and blow me a kiss. Like I'm good.
Here's the thing. You actually made them sound badass again.
I know. Well, also if they kill you in one hit, they bite you in half and the top half of your body is never found.
Awesome.
Like it's extremely good. But then when you're investigating, you're like, I don't know, man, I'm really torn on this one.
The world may never know exactly where we come down on ghostly steed-like creatures.
You call them a steed and they're good again. Like I want to ride it into battle or whatever. It's really the kisses.
We are wrapped around the axle of this handsome cab. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.